Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling you on behalf of Opinion Research. Sir, we're just conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to hear your opinion to the study. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Am I a registered what?
Voter. Do you vote on the state of Florida? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hey, what is your currently official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
I usually vote for the not the small stuff, the major elections.
Okay. But on the primaries.
The primaries?
Most of the time? Yes.
Yeah. Always. I usually vote, I would say, so most of the time.
Most of the time. Thank you, sir. Let's move forward. Do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Mr. Scott?
Favorable.
Okay. How about Ron DeSantis? Same question.
Favorable, but not for president.
Okay, thank you. How about Mr. Keith Gross? Same question.
I don't know him.
Okay. How about Mr. Donald Trump? Same question.
Yes. Yep.
Favorable,
yeah,
unfavorable, neutral, or no?
Favorable. I'm favorable.
Okay. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, from who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott. I don't even know who Keith Gross is.
Understood. And thank you for letting me know. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Mr. Scott?
I firmly support him.
Strongly. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Approve. Thank you, sir. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or that have no effect on your vote?
It has no effect.
No effect. Okay, thank you, sir. We almost finished. Okay. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, from who would you vote if the Republican candidate was Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Mr. Scott?
I do, strongly.
Strongly? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
The second to the last.
Okay, 50 to 64? Or
yes.
35 to 49? Oh, 50 to 64. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Which of the following best describes your race, ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, or other?
American.
Okay, sir. Just for the sake
I'll leave
of
it
research.
At that, because I don't believe in race.
Understood.
I don't believe. I think race is just a big hoax. Yeah, that's the way
yes,
I
sir.
See it.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
That's ridiculous. Male.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. This concludes the survey. Thank you for sharing your opinion. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.